This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was seen riding.
It's episode 101, No Shit, All Italian Food. I'm Little Petey Parmesan.
Hi. I'm Tacos, Tacos, Tacos.
And I'm a bowl of soup, I guess.
Yep, and this is our new, of course, we said after episode 100, we're going to take a hard pivot, and now all we do is review food, so let's go ahead and get into the restaurants we reviewed this week. I, of course, went to Olive Garden. When you're not here, you're divorced. I thought it was A+. I gave it 110 breadsticks, thought it was delicious. Of course, I got the wedding soup, the Italian wedding soup. My apologies. Aaron, what did you review this week?
I got confused, and I reviewed my neighbors.
Okay.
And they didn't taste good at all.
And my apologies, I called you Aaron. That was a previous host of a similar show. Your name is Big Bowl of Soup.
Yep.
And Tacos, 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 what did you review?
I slept through it. So, once again, we did not coordinate. We reviewed three different things. I do give my sleep through it 110 breadsticks. I thought it was great. I really enjoyed the extra sleep and the Z's.
And when you said you slept through it, what is it?
When we stopped recording the last episode until just moments ago.
Perfect. This has been another episode of Yum Yum Tummies.
And if you're a new listener to the show who just joined us after episode 100, goodbye. we wish you well.
Thanks for hearing us.
Good luck. Be careful. Wear sunscreen.
We will not block the exit. We will open that door wide and let you sprint out.
Do you guys remember that song about sunscreen? Was that vitamin C?
What? Mm-hmm. I don't remember this.
When I graduated, in 2000.
Like, yeah.
When I graduated in 2000, our class song was... Was that the same one as like?
Wait,
as
are you talking about graduation?
Yeah,
by vitamin C. That's about sunscreen.
Well, isn't there a bunch of lyrics where they're like, "Dance like nobody's watching and always wear sunscreen"? Was that same song or was that?
Yeah, that's I think a different song, but it's
that's
so similar.
Okay.
And it's like that he's like doing a speech. It's like maybe you'll marry, maybe you won't.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll have children, maybe you won't. I don't know how I remember that.
It's like a TED Talk. It's like a song that's basically a TED Talk.
But to be clear, it's not vitamin C's graduation.
Well, it could have been.
But I don't know the lyrics to songs. Like, I know, like, as our lives go, we remember all the times we had to frimber. I obviously remember those lyrics. But other than that, I don't know. She could have talked about sunscreen the rest of the song.
Can we talk about all the times we had to frimber?
Yeah, and just for...
Those are good times.
Just for listeners, we do have I have a JPC dictionary here. Frimber is what Japes calls making friends in November. So.
And Aaron, what do you think frimber is for me?
Yeah, that too. Not throwing embers at your friends.
That's what I, thank you. Adel, you were wrong. It is throwing embers at my friends, which I do on Ash Wednesday.
Gotta have embers to get ash.
It is part of my religion. Of course.
Is this crazy or should we go back to riddles? Like just riddles 101, the original thing that the show is based on. Should we go back to it?
Guys, we're going to go back to riddles.
I think we should.
I am still Little Petey Parmesan. Aaron, you're going to be Bowl of Soup. Big Bowl of Soup, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
BBS, Bowling for Big Bowl of Soup. And Japes, you're going to be TTT, Tacos, Tacos, Tacos.
And that is fine, and I'm fine with that. But I do think that we should go back to riddles, and I want to tell you why I think that we should go back to riddles. It's because of an email that we got just the other day. This is, as far as I can, as far as I can tell, a like scam, scam or spam email. But here's how it begins. Hi there. My name is Anuj Agarwal, maybe, and I'm the founder of FeedSpot. I would like to personally congratulate you, as your website, Hey Riddle Riddle, which is hyperlinked, and I did not click it because it is a... Oh, I'm sorry. No, that's just our Art19 hyperlink, has been selected by our panelist as one of the top five riddle podcasts on the web.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And then he links to his blog.feedspot.com/riddlepodcast. And then he said, I personally give you a high five and want to thank you for your contribution to this world. This is the most comprehensive list of top five riddle podcasts, again, hyperlinked to the exact same hyperlink, on the internet, and I am honored to have you as part of this. We'd be grateful if you could help us spread the word by briefly mentioning about the top five riddle podcast list in any of your upcoming posts. Please let me know. Best, Anuj. And then, again, one more link to try FeedSpot for Business, something that I do know what it is. So... naturally, I was intrigued as all hell. I did not click any links because I don't want any computer viruses, but I did email him back immediately and said, who are the other five?
Okay, I think I know the other
five. Are we five? Are we fifth?
To which I did receive a reply. He said, hi, Clue. You can check the list. We'd be thankful if you can help us spread the word by briefly mentioning top five riddle podcasts in any of your upcoming posts. Please let me know if you can do the needful. Best, Anuj. And to which I responded, dude, just tell me. I'm still waiting on the reply. Still waiting on a reply. I really want to know who those other top five riddle podcasts are.
When I first named it Hey Riddle Riddle, one, everyone I talked to said that's a terrible name. Don't do that. Including strangers.
And including the two of us.
There's literally someone after a World News show who was talking to me about, they're like, you should do another podcast. I'm like, I have one in the works. And I mentioned the name and they're like, woof. So that was awesome. but I did see some other riddle podcasts. We had, there's Puzzlet. There's Lateral Spreewell, which is all lateral thinking problems. What else?
I don't know. You dug this grave.
Dude, I'll click the link. I don't give a shit. I'm all viruses. From all that weird porn I watch.
No, I deleted that email specifically so that no one would click that link.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You never let me learn for myself.
I am still waiting. I think it was just a day ago, so he may respond and let me know just who the top five riddle podcasts are. Honestly, I'm not going to search for it. I'm not going to Google it. I'm not going to understand what his company does, but I really want to know who our competition is in this riddle domain.
I want to see a scene. Aaron, you mentioned the weird porn you watch. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
At some point, just moments ago. So
you,
I do.
You clued in on that. You picked up on that real immediately.
Everyone else let that go.
My antenna always perks up at porn, and I want to see a scene. Aaron, this is going to be all three of us at some point, and this is, and you're going to start us off, Aaron. This is going to be a scene from one of the weird porns you watch.
Okay, I'm the director. Act one, scene one. This is called antenna porn. It's not what you think.
Pardon me.
Yes.
The script, which I love, is threadbare, and I'm trying to understand what my character's motivation is.
I'm sorry, I'm not sure what threadbare means.
Oh, did somebody call me? I'm an emotionally accessible bear named Thread.
Oh, boy. No,
we're shooting your scene later today. If you could give us a second.
It's just lacking in substance, and I'm an actor, and I need to know something really so I can dig my teeth into it. And I did see on page four, I really do dig my teeth into it. But I want to know what I can harness, what I can harvest for the scene.
Reginald Big Penis, that's your name, right?
Yes, it's actually Reginald Big Penis. You got the big penis exactly right.
Wait, did you just say Reginald Dick Penis? Or
no, you know what? It's a regional thing. When I'm across the pond, I go by regional dick penis. But when I'm here in America, as the Americans do, I go by regional big penis.
Right,
across
regional,
the pond, how long is your penis?
I can't stress this enough, Threadbare. Your scene is later today and disgusting.
You are loved.
I went to Juilliard, okay, for acting. So I've been there. I understand. The scene that you're in doesn't necessarily... It's sort of surface level. So, like, you don't have to dig deep. We're not doing any method acting things here. What you see is what you get. And action.
Certainly, certainly. But beneath the surface of any metropolitan area lays the underbelly. And that is what I hope to bring to the role.
And cut. I'm sorry. Could you read the script?
Scene.
I thought I was.
Oh, I'll never forget in high school, I won regional Big Penis Award.
It's a small region.
It's a very small region.
Tiny region.
Tiny, tiny region.
Hey, what have you guys been up to since our 100th episode? How have you been celebrating?
Mostly confetti all the time.
Yeah, I can see you're drenched in it.
Yep. Ew.
You're and swimming Aaron, in it.
Not sure why my confetti's wet, but I'll get to the bottom of it.
Aaron, we have asked that you do not put up your confetti flag in the background. I think that is insensitive, so if you could take that down.
Love this kind of joke. Love this kind of joke. I don't know. I keep eating one cookie at a time.
Amen to that. I went to Costco today, and I walked right past those cookies. Boy, oh boy, do they sell a lot of them. It is a big pack of cookies, and I thought, I should buy a cookie. But you know what? I can't buy the Costco cookies because it's just too much cookies. And cookies don't stay. They go bad.
I've been playing Overcooked on Nintendo Switch.
So fun
game.
Sean and I call it our Fight Club because it stresses us out. And
yes.
We don't have enough stress in our lives.
I know a couple that almost got divorced based on a game of Overcooked.
You're lying.
I'm not lying.
Wait, tell the story.
No, because
I think anyone who's played Overcooked knows the story.
I played with Gemma a ton, and we get in fights where she gets stressed because she says it's just like working in the service industry. Like, it's not fun. And then also I played with other people where it's like they were watching my avatar and thought they were me.
Yeah.
So they'd be yelling at me. They're like, go wash the dishes. And I'm like, I'm over here. And they're like, what are you talking about? I'm over here. And then they find out that they think that they're me. It's so fun, but it creates so much tension.
The thing about Overcooked too is the difficulty scales so much. It's like, hey, we're making tacos. It's a taco and a meat, and then we're putting it in the thing. And they're like, now you make pizzas on a fucking balloon, and a monkey's throwing you chicken in your mouth, and you get a fall. And it's like, what the fuck? Like,
why? Tacos.
Hey, did you have fun making those burgers? Do it on a haunted ship that's swaying to and fro. It's in a perfect storm. I've been playing a lot.
I died laughing because I was like, Sean got mad for real once, and I was like, you can't do that. You can't do that. This is a fake kitchen game. We're not going to get mad for real. We're going to get fake mad.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say the trick that Ryan and I found to Overcooked is when we start a brand new level, we will lose that level. So we'll lose it and try to figure out how to do it, but we'll lose it. So because we were doing it where we just start a new level and everything would fall apart. And we're like, why are we even trying? Like, we know we got to do this a couple times before we get a good score, but ugh.
The first time I played Breath of the Wild, I only played like 20 hours and then I stopped, and that was like a year ago. So I just last
Straight?
Week started again. Yeah, probably. I just started last week, and I'm enjoying it so much more this time, and I'm gonna beat it all. And it's so enjoyable to just cook stuff, and even that little song, the do-do-do-do-do-ding, like that song is just
Oh yeah, it's a fun
outstanding.
Song.
Yeah.
That's a very, very fun game. I didn't play the DLC where you get like the motorcycle, but I heard that was good too.
Oh, sorry, DL Hughley.
I'm sorry. I did play the DL Hughley, which just it's Breath of the Wild, but it's DL Hughley on a motorcycle. Thank you. Well, I can't believe I'm such a fucking idiot. I can't believe I misspoke.
Thank you. I went camping for 2-3 days.
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
yeah.
You sent us pictures that Gemma, we roasted.
That you did roast. Gemma and I went to Starbrock.
We didn't ask for those pictures, did we?
No, but I sent them. Yeah.
No, Adel, we like you a lot. It's fun to tease you.
It's fun. We have a good time.
Huh. So who's Old Man Puzzles?
No, how was camping?
It was wonderful. The last night we did have... So we went to Starved Rock, which is in the middle of nowhere, Illinois, and obviously trying to isolate ourselves as much as possible. But there are campsites next to us on the left and right. And the last night on the left was an older man who was like coughing every 3 minutes, like really awful coughing. And then on the right were two parents and a young child, and they kept screaming at the child. So we probably got like 3 hours sleep the last night. But other than that, it was fantastic.
Just so everybody knows, Adel asked me to post the episode while he was gone camping, and I said, no worries, have a great time. And then he sent me a picture of a sign that says dump station, and then I said, never mind, hope you crash.
We saw a sign that said dump station, and Gemma went over and bent over to show her butt, so the arrow's pointing to her butt, and it says dump station. And I thought it was very funny, shared it with Japes, And
that's just good
old fashioned
fun. It's old fashioned fun.
Yeah, it's old fashioned fun. And I kind of like my fun new. I like fun that's like jackass fun, where it's like mean to one person who doesn't deserve it. That's the kind of fun.
Sort of like our text to Adel.
Yes.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Love
so Adel had his fun, I had mine, and I'm Old Man Puzzles. So if you're brand new to the show, we dick around for 25 minutes and then we do some puzzles.
JBC, I'm going to warn you, I'm going to crush these riddles today.
Wow, Aaron, what's changed?
Everything.
What's new?
You have no idea. I'm like sitting like this. My stance is like, they can see how I'm sitting. You all can't. It's incredible.
Well, I've got some great news. We're going to start off with some listener submitted riddles. So
hell
this
yeah.
First one is a warm up riddle submitted by Than Nguyen. I believe that's how you pronounce their last name, Nguyen. And it's a peril placed beneath the ground. Watch your step if it's not found. The home of precious gems and ores, neither his, nor hers, nor theirs, nor yours. What am I?
Bear trap.
Bear trap. Bear trap. I put the bear trap into my leg. It goes ow, ow, ow. It's in my leg.
Gotta
look out, baby. That's a trap. You just stepped in it. Now your leg is going snap. Wake me up
before I pass out. Just imagining a bunch of teenagers dancing to that song.
I hope somebody takes that clip and then just sets it to music.
Of course,
Arnie.
That's by the George Michael's group Clamp.
Adel, your answer was bear trap. That is incorrect.
Something that's underground. Ants.
Aaron, something
fossils.
That's underground. Yeah.
Fossils. Ants. Ooh. Yeah.
Coal mine.
Adel.
Yeah.
Shorten it.
Coal
mine.
Aaron got it.
Like a diamond
it right
mine.
Everybody. Yes.
Hi-ho.
It is a mine. Apparel placed beneath the ground, like a landmine. Watch your step if it's not found. Again, landmine. The home of precious gems and ores, neither his nor hers, nor theirs, nor yours. What am I? That's a homophone?
I would like to see a seed.
Yeah.
Okay, Adel and JPC. JPC, you're a dad who's been working in a coal mine for like 50 years, and
okay.
Your son is now old enough to come to work as well. He's like 18, and it's his first day on the job, and you're both in the elevator going down.
Hi-ho.
No one I...
Hi-ho. Remember?
Yeah, you're having fun.
Yeah.
You know, when I had you when I was 32 years old, I was hoping that one day we would be able to share this. You, my son, and me heading down in this coal mine that my father worked in, and your grandfather, and then my grandfather, and your great-grandfather, and just those two generations.
Huh, and they all died on this exact day?
Yep, they all died on this exact day earlier this morning. We got a call.
and that's why I was wrangled in?
Well, no, in fairness, you were 18, and it's more of a coincidence you were going to come to the mine with me today, even though Grandpa and Great-Grandpa died today.
Hey, Daddy?
Mm-hmm.
Are these Crocs okay?
Oh, don't worry about it. We're not going to run into any Crocs down there.
Okay.
It's only alligators. It's alligators. And they are more ferocious, I think. One of them is more deadly. It's crocodiles.
Squawk, squawk. It's
it's
the
canary.
Just like a quick heads up, I have like a really bad vibe today. Like, I feel like something like, I just am like getting a bad energy.
You're getting
a
bad energy? What do you mean?
From the mine. You know
is it because several people died this morning?
Oh, is that it? It just feels like there's like a storm cloud, like, yeah.
I'm sorry, Champ. I didn't introduce you. It's your first day in the mine. This is Black Canary. This is one of Superman's...
Sure.
Don't hurt yourself.
Okay. I was just trailing off to let you jump in and introduce more about yourself. You fought Batman. I know that you fought Batman.
So I'm in that universe.
No, or you're a hero. Maybe you didn't fight Batman. I'm speaking way too much about you, Black Canary. Why don't you tell us about
I think
you?
The mine's about to collapse.
Okay. And is that because of your sonic... breath?
You're hurting yourself.
sure.
Sonic breath.
I think that there is a supervillain or superhero named Black Canary.
Oh, absolutely.
But do you know about what Black Canary does? I don't. That's the end of my knowledge.
I feel like, and I'm going to get absolutely tagged on social media.
Shoot your shot.
I feel like Black Canary almost married Batman. No. There was something in the comic book world
I think she's
where
she's
there's
DC,
like Black
so
Canary's
right.
wedding. I remember that being a big deal.
I'll Google it.
Oh, we don't have time for that. Instead, why don't we do some more riddles?
Great.
And if you've got theories about Black Canary, let's think of a hashtag that they can use with riddle. Hashtag the Riddler. Yep, that's it. And let us know your Black Canary
Ooh, she's
theories.
She's blonde.
Ooh, Aaron. Blonde. Okay, these are family-friendly warm-up riddles and their quality. And this is from a person whose name I read wrong at first, but I believe their name is Bradley Branch. It's either Bradley Branch or Brady Bunch. But it's one of those two people, and this is the riddles that they sent in. These are
family-friendly. Here's a story of a friendly listener who has sent riddles in for us to do.
Doot, doot, doot.
Someone else do the rest.
No. I wanted everyone to have their own solo piece this episode. Okay. When stimulated...
I'll play my clarinet later. I don't have a clarinet.
When stimulated or agitated, you can see the blood vessels swell with blood pumping through them. It starts with the letter B, and the inside of it is filled with a clear, almost transparent fluid.
Butthole.
Adol says butthole. No.
Beehive.
Beehive. No, it's not. It's not a beehive.
A when stimulated, clear, okay.
Yeah, when stimulated or agitated, you can see the blood vessels swell with blood pumping through them. It starts with the letter B, and the inside of it is filled with a clear, almost transparent liquid.
Is it a blister?
It's not a blister. That's a really good guess, though.
Bunion?
Not a bunion.
Is it on a human?
It would be on a human, but it can be on an animal as well. It could be on anything that has this particular, I guess, anatomy.
Peter
it's not
Boyle?
A boil. Okay. It's not a boil.
Particular anatomy.
I don't want to. Yeah, I'm going to let you guys guess a little. I guess I have a hint for you.
Yes, please.
So when it says it starts with a letter B, this is there's an adjective to describe the body part, and that is what starts with the letter B.
Bony butt. Booty butt.
Yes,
booty butt?
I'm
booty
sorry.
Butt.
Yep, you can see the blood vessels swell with blood pumping through them on a booty butt. It's not booty butt, no.
An eye. An
Aaron, you got half of it. What's the adjective?
Blinking eye.
A black eye.
When stimulated or agitated, you can see the blood vessels swell with blood pumping through them. It starts with the letter B, and the inside of it is filled with a clear, almost transparent fluid.
Blurry eye.
No, what's a condition that can affect your eye?
Oh, pink eye.
No, to see the blood vessel?
Bloodshot eye.
And Aaron, I do want to see a scene.
Ah.
Yeah, you are going to be the supervillain Bloodshot, and Adol and I are your henchmen, and you are describing to us your supervillain plan as Bloodshot.
I'm turning around in my chair. Gentlemen, bring me my cape and my mimosa. Right.
Yes, Bloodshot. Here is your mimosa.
And here is your mimosa. Oh, we both brought
them. Mine's no pulp.
You fools! Slap, slap. I didn't hit you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
You slapped the mimosas out of our hands.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Sure.
Gentlemen, it's almost time for our plan.
Yes. And what is our plan?
Oh, you know it, but I'll tell you anyway.
You do
Wait,
so
give
love
me my big
your...
white cat to pat on my lap.
Well,
throw him to me.
Here we go. Here's the cat. Oh shit! You brought the cat too?
Yes, I brought. Oh wow! Look at this. You pick. You dealer's choice on the cats.
Throw both cats at me, and I'll pet both as I do.
Yeah.
All right, they both went out the window behind me.
But they hugged each other in the air, so they were with each other when they met their fate. And by that, I mean we're on the first floor. They're fine. Cats are scurrying. They're actually in love. Look at that. Kind of a beautiful thing.
Well, here's my plan.
Bloodshot.
Do the sound of thunder every once in a while I'm saying it.
Kabloom. Well, yes. We saw your notes on your desk, and from what we saw, you want to put corrective lenses
on the city? Shut up. I say it.
Okay.
I'll say it. Okay. Sure. I want to put corrective lenses. You ruined it.
We're sorry, Bloodshot. You want to put corrective lenses on the moon.
On the moon.
Yes.
So the man on the moon can see better. That's step one of my plan. Step two of my plan is I take away all the eye drops away from every town so every high teenager will go home and their parents will know.
Oh, well,
yes.
Of course, I don't know if you know this. My name is Visine. That's what you had me be named. So am I in danger?
I named you. Slap.
Ugh. You slapped a mimosa out of my mouth. That was mine. That was my personal mimosa.
And you now you don't get to enjoy advising.
And my name is Clear Eyes as well.
Full heart. Can't lose.
Lose.
All right, let's do this, gentlemen. Let's do this.
Wait, we only have two steps of the plan.
Well, there's an 8-step plan. I'll tell you the rest in the car. Bring the two cats who are in love and all the mimosas you can carry.
Same.
Bring the two cats who are in love and all the mimosas you can carry. That's the show. all right, here's your next one. Ready?
Yes.
The length can vary a lot, and people love slurping on it and gulping it down to taste it thoroughly. It starts with a letter P.
Big old penis.
Adel, these are family-friendly riddles. And
oh,
that
okay,
is
that's
incorrect.
Dirty on purpose.
Oh, daddy's penis.
Sorry.
I know it. It's a popsicle.
This is the penis of a daddy. Aaron is correct. It is a popsicle. All right.
I want to see a scene.
No. Yes.
Okay. Adel, you are, and this we mentioned this before the episode, an ice cream truck drove by your neighborhood today, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so JBC, you are an ice cream truck driver. Adel, you're a kid. You just caught up to the truck, and you have like your $1 bill. Maybe the ice cream's a little unconventional and not what a normal ice cream truck would carry.
Okay.
Excuse me. Can I buy an ice cream, please?
Well, aren't you the ice cream truck driver? I'm a kid.
I was making fun of you, dipshit.
Oh. Actually,
that's what you sound like, bitch.
Excuse me,
mister, can I buy ice cream? That's your ass.
Well, I do have a lateral lisp. What is in the
dipshits? What do you want?
Well, I see on the menu it does say dipshit. Is that like Dippin' Dots?
No. Do you want it?
Well, I just want to know what it is, because there's no picture of anything. There's just...
Let me get a picture of anything. You're fucking pathetic.
Well, my name is Pat Ethic.
Oh, man.
Patrick Ethic.
I refuse at any point in this interaction to feel sorry for you. nothing you could say will make me switch. Now, what do you want?
Well, okay.
Why is your leg like that?
Well, I ate too many almonds, and all the juice went into my knee, and it swelled up. And now when I squeeze my knee, it smells like almonds.
It does. It stinks like almonds. Don't let him win.
Pat? Honey, I'm so sorry to tell you this, but all your grandparents just passed away, and also your dog.
Why is she wearing a wedding dress and has mascara running down her face?
Were they working in the mine?
Yeah, honey. I'm not getting married today.
Oh, no.
He left, too. But you can enjoy your ice cream, okay?
Don't let him win. Don't let him win, Rick. This kid sucks, and you are right. Okay, what kind of ice cream do you want? You gotta order, hurry, you're holding up the line.
Well, I went to take my time because the doctor said I have 1 hour to live, so
fuck
I wanna make sure though.
Fine, you're a good kid, okay? I'm an asshole. Is that what you want? Is that what you want to hear?
Aren't you supposed to have good humor? Tell me a joke, please.
You wanna hear a joke?
Please. You're holding up a mirror.
I got a joke. I got a joke. No, I'm holding it up to show you that the mirror is painted towards me.
Oh.
I'm the joke, okay? I spent my whole life getting bullied and pushed around, and look at what I became. I became the biggest bully.
Hey, why isn't the line moving? Hey, yeah, we're all in line. Yeah, we're in line. Yeah,
all of you kids in this ice cream line, listen up to me, because this is Rick's big moment. I used to be a jerk and a bully, but no more. Today, I vow to change my life. Everybody in this line gets free ice cream, especially you, Pat Ethic, and you get to be the new king of ice cream. Hoist them up on your shoulders, everybody. Everyone, king of ice cream,
my name.
Snap. Oh, no. I was not listening.
We did the perfect scene.
The perfect scene.
Okay. When you spend time with your loved one, it gets bigger. Associated with a feeling that starts with H.
Heartache,
when
swell.
When you spend time with your loved one, it gets bigger, associated with a feeling that starts with H.
Hard on.
Adel, it is family friendly, okay?
Daddy's hard on.
Heat.
No, you're not in heat.
No, Val Kilmer's heat.
You don't know that.
Run that riddle by us one more time.
Okay. When you spend time with your loved one, it gets bigger. Associated with a feeling that starts with H.
Hunger, your waistline. Because when you Netflix and chill, you're going to eat a ton of ice cream.
That is good.
It's
not horny. It's family friendly.
When you spend time with loved ones, it gets bigger. Mm-hmm. So it's associated with the feeling.
I think it's the feeling.
Hug.
So it is a feeling. You're looking for a feeling that starts with H.
And it's not hunger.
Happy.
It's not hunger. It's happy. It's happiness. You got it. Bradley says, hope y'all get a kick out of these. I may not have written them, but I did some minor editorializing. Love the podcast and all of you.
Okay, I want to see a scene.
Thank you, Bradley.
We're a bunch of siblings on Thanksgiving, and we're all together, and we're really trying to stay positive and not start a fight.
Okay, let's hold hands and say grace.
Okay.
Your hands are a little sweaty. Can you?
We'll hold hands and say grace. Sweaty hands aside.
Okay.
Dear Lord, thank you for bringing us three Sullivan triplets together. I know Donnie came a long way from down the street. I haven't seen him in a year, but apparently down the street is another country, basically. And Amber's had her own rocky road.
What does that mean?
Well, she's
don't take the debate. Don't
four
take
divorces
sort
in
of a passive
as many months.
Grace. Okay, four divorces in 4 months.
And she straight up just lost the kid. Took it to the mall and absolutely lost it.
Sometimes you lose things on purpose. So,
we've had a rough
and
go.
And in her defense, it was a baby goat.
So, Lord, thank you for bringing us all together.
I didn't have the money to take care of it anymore, and you do know that. You can give me any money to take care of my baby goat, or to help with my four divorces in 4 months.
Lord, my apologies for the starts and stops. There's lots of...
How about I go? I'll go.
And I just want to say, I didn't leave my house because I was trapped in my house, okay? Because I installed the lock backwards on my door, and I was trapped in my house for a year. And also, no one called and no one came to check on me.
And in my defense, I only got four divorces because I knew that I would get in trouble for killing them, okay? Mm. So would you rather have a sister who had four divorces or four murders under her belt, okay?
Okay. Of course, I've had my own troubles. I had my fingers crushed in a game of tag, and nobody called.
That was 12 years ago, Brian.
Nobody called me. Nobody wrote me a card.
Can we cut to that? Brian, you can't play tag with us.
Well, why not?
Your fingers are too weak. You've got bird fingers, Brian. We've told you this.
Well, I told you I have avian bones, but that makes me lighter on my feet. Look, I can flap my arms and fly.
Snack.
Oh, our fingers. Oh, no.
We didn't even touch you.
Oh, no.
We cut back to the present day. Look, we only get together once a year, because some of us are trapped in the house all year.
And some of us are busy getting divorced.
So why don't we try to make it? Why don't we try to make the most out of it and just enjoy each other's company?
Fine. Okay.
Fine.
Who cooked?
I didn't cook.
I didn't cook.
Are you fucking kidding me?
We're just standing around an empty table.
Whose house is this? This isn't my house.
No, I don't live here.
I know my house.
I've
been trapped in it
here
for a fucking year.
I certainly don't live here.
Is somebody downstairs?
Run! Sullivan triplets scatter!
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Scene.
Okay, I actually did love that scene. That one I actually loved. Good. That was funny. You guys are funny.
Well, I will say we're spending time with the people we love, so it is associated with happiness, and it is growing every episode. Speaking of growing, we're going to grow a big break in the middle of this episode.
You could have done speaking of breaking like the fingers.
Nope, too easy. I like to take the long road. We're going to take a quick break and hear from some of our sponsors. We'll be right back with more Hey Biddle.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with clarity D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live clear with clarity D. Live clear with clarity D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a, you know, personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claritin, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription. Woo-hoo. So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of, it's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could, did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or, yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah, people can actually see that.
Sometimes I, like the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
You're
stop
crying.
Me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay, now I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blor.
bort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving.
Okay,
you gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's our razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No, no. Good note. Good note.
Mm hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem. It's an extension problem. And we here at Hanson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach. And so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Hanson shaving, shaving at the beach. Huh. Okay,
what
that's,
do we think?
That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say,
mm-hmm.
Henson Razors works with standard dual-edge blades to give you the old-school shave with the benefits of new-school tech. Once you own a Henson Razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades, just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands. Mm-hmm.
And Hanson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Hanson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah, so she's not going to be
She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit hensonshaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle, and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to hensonshaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another...
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Hanson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works.
Well, my name's Little Petey Parmesan, and here's the things I like. I like ricotta, and I like Munster. I like mozzarella. Cheddar's okay, but you better be better than the last okay. Here we go. It's the three cheese wrap. Three cheese wrap, three cheese a wrap.
Okay, here's the scoop. I'm a bowl of big old soup. it's French onion, so there's cheese on me. Three cheese wrap.
Tacos, tacos, tacos here. I like Munster in my beer. I also like that cheddar jack, but shred it up with some parmesan. Three cheese tacos. They're the worst.
Oh, you guys, I'm just getting this now. Casey is resigning from sound engineering forever.
I hope he edits that out before he resigns.
Oh, no, Aaron, I just read the chat. He's re-signing his contract.
Oh, no.
Oh, good.
He's re-signing. That's great.
I can't wait for his new album.
He re-signed with Columbia Records.
Casey's putting out a brand new album of edited clips from this podcast. I hope he strikes it rich.
Do y'all remember, you might be too young, do you remember like the 12 CDs for a dollar or 12 CDs for a penny or whatever? Columbia House.
Was that Columbia,
BMW,
Columbia Record Club?
I'm too young. I'm too young.
Wow, she was quick with that.
Wow.
I'm so young.
You would like go through a catalog and like mark off the ones that you wanted. And then it was, I don't remember what the scam was with that.
So it's basically you get like 12 CDs for a penny, but you give them your info, your like card info or checking account info. And then if you don't cancel, then you get charged for like $35 or something. So I think they banked on people not remembering to cancel, which I feel like most businesses do. Is like, that's the reason there's free trials, is like 2 week free trial of HBO Max. And they're counting on you not even necessarily enjoying it so much you stay on, but just forgetting to cancel it.
That's the whole premise behind gift cards, too. It's like you can take your money, which is good everywhere, and exchange it for money that's only good at this store. We immediately get the money, and then you will maybe forget to spend it.
Absolutely.
Gift cards.
I have maybe 40 gift cards around the house that I haven't used.
Can I have them?
Yeah, of course.
How about we do a podcast where I spend your gift cards, and then we talk about what I got.
Hey, it's got to be better than the fucking shit we did at the beginning of this podcast where it's like food reviews that we don't talk to each other about before or whatever.
Yeah, and you didn't contribute to that at all by saying you slept through it. Fuck you.
I love it here. I don't care what you two say.
It's flawless. The show has no flaws.
The house that Riddle's built.
Hey, if you think the show sucks, go and leave us a 5-star review and tell us how bad it sucks.
Yeah.
While we were recording, I got a text from my friend Erica and Charlie. They just got married, and they were listening to the show just now. And I was like, "That's pretty
this
cool.
Episode?
Someone's listening. Yeah, somehow they're listening
oh,
to this
shit.
Episode.
Oh my God.
And he proposed during this episode. They
yeah.
just got married.
Yeah, they just got proposed in a marriage.
Beautiful.
Episode.
Beautiful.
That is beautiful.
But at least they're sticking with us.
Until they play one game of Overcooked, and then it's Splitsville for those two.
You guys. I'm sorry. I'm Aaron? Sean. This is important to say.
I'm Sean.
No, I'm Sean. This has been Sean the whole time. No, Sean is the best boyfriend in the whole world. However,
here it comes. Couched.
He has the daily those daily contacts.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And he just takes them out and drops them at night. And it looks like there's just crystals all over our apartment. I keep finding his contact lenses. And I just looked down at my lap, and there was three just on my legs.
How many eyes
like,
does Sean have?
Are these? Yeah, he goes
Sean
like,
is a beholder from Dungeons & Dragons.
I have daily contacts, and I'm usually wearing glasses during the quarantine, but every once in a while I'll put in contacts just to so my eyes stay used to them. But then at night I'll forget and I'll wake up halfway through my sleep cycle and my eyes will be, it feels terrible.
Oh,
and I'll
no.
just, I'll pluck them out and drop them on the floor. And then when I wake up, I'll see like the cat's chewing on them or pawing at them. And I'm like, oh no, this ain't good. So I do the same thing.
Oh yeah, totally. If I had that, that's exactly what I would do too. Yeah. I just was like, what is all over my lap? And it was just contact lenses.
I think mentally I'm like, they're disposable. Like the earth will eat them up. But then
you're
I throw
on
them on carpet. And Aaron, Aaron, don't even get me started on the garden I planted in my carpet. Everything is dead. My radishes are dead.
What's your timeline here? Like 400 years? You're like, yeah,
are
this
you
will
the,
get fixed.
Are you the witch from Rapunzel? Why are you growing radishes?
Carpet garden.
What's grosser to find? Someone's like fingernail clipping or someone's contact lens?
Fingernail
clipping. I don't mind the contact lenses at all. If that's the only thing he does wrong as a boyfriend, I'm a winner.
Well, I don't know if you would have mentioned it if you didn't mind it at all.
Have you ever been in someone's house and you see on the wall boogers? Or like
boogers on the wall?
Yeah, like people pick their I've seen people pick their nose and wipe it on a wall.
On the wall?
Yeah.
Look, I told you when you came over, I had just had a bunch of contractors in the place.
All me and a mustache.
Is that real? That seems gross.
I've seen that like twice where people's house and there's on the wall.
Name drop, baby.
Name drop. Yeah, I want to put these people on blast.
It was these two people who got divorced playing Overcooked and wiping boogers and contact lenses all over their walls and pants.
Let's get some more riddies.
You're going to love this, guys, because it comes from your friend, my friend, the Blue Book. Adol's eyes perked up like I was about to say Pad Connolly. No, he would get a whole episode.
I just got really whore happy.
Whore happy?
Whore happy?
Horny happy.
Horny happy.
Sure. This one is called In the Middle of the Night.
Hold on.
I'm sorry?
You have to sing it like Billy Joel, baby. Yeah.
I've been walking in the middle of the night.
In the middle of the night. I leave contracts on the floor.
Contracts on the floor.
Wipe the boogers on the wall.
On the wall.
Throwing radishes in the floor.
Radishes in the floor.
Nothing's growing.
This is a Can you believe that we had Jess and Zach from Off Book on the show like a year and a half ago and they've never talked to us again? That, to me, seems wrong. Does it not?
Well, we told them every episode after theirs was going to be an audition for Off Book, and we have yet to hear from them.
Absolutely. Aaron, you should go on Off Book. What's the holdup?
Me?
Yeah, why aren't you on there
yet? Do you have any memories of me trying to rhyme?
You don't need to rhyme. You have a beautiful singing voice.
I can't
also,
do
just
it.
Write some stuff down.
Don't forget, listeners, it's not that you have to be invited onto a podcast. You just have to ask, why aren't you on this podcast?
Honestly, you don't need to be invited. No one's going to invite you. You got to ask. Shoot your shot, Aaron. and take your freaking big old riddle dick with you and say, look, I got one of the top five riddle podcasts in
yeah,
the world.
Yeah, we're five.
We got to be on that list. That's a big deal.
You guys, I know that we're trying to get started and I keep holding us up, but I did have a complete yes, nervous you. Breakdown when I rewatched Dorm Life, you know, the best web series of all time, maybe one of the uh-huh. best comedies of all time. Everyone remembers Dorm Life. I was rewatching it with Sean at the beginning of quarantine, and then I was like, oh my God, because Zach from Off Book plays the clown stripper in one of the episodes.
Ooh.
And it's one of the funniest cameos on that show. And I was like, I knew him from something when I started listening to Off Book. I knew it.
They're both in a ton of stuff.
I mean, they're both in like a lot of stuff. And I one time was watching a kid's show and heard his voice and recognized it. But I used to love Dorm Life in high school and I couldn't believe that it was him. I would have been 12 times more starstruck than I already was. And I was already pretty starstruck.
Very distinct voices. I still think you could get on that show. Okay, in the middle of the night, a man wakes up at night in the pitch dark. He knows that on his bedside table are a razor, a watch, and a glass of water. How can he reach out onto the table and be sure to pick up the watch without touching either the razor or the glass of water?
Lamps on.
Lamps on?
Lamps on.
Adel, my dear boy, you have it exactly correct.
Is that true?
The answer is... He turns on the frickin' light. He turns on the light first. He reaches for the lamp. He turns on the light. And then he goes to fucking town on that glass of water. It's important to stay hydrated, especially after you've slept. And then he touches his watch.
I want
to
see a scene.
Yeah.
That is true.
Aaron and Japes, you are a married couple. You've been married for a long time. You're at the point where
you're kind of... Is this official?
This is official.
Are you ordained?
Uh-huh.
Are we married?
I got ordained, yeah. When I
Ladies and gentlemen, if there's no reason why these two people shouldn't have already been married for a long time.
You and I both object, JPC. We're like, no.
No. What was I saying? The two of you are married, and you're at the point in the relationship that you're just on each other's nerves constantly. It's the middle of the night, and Aaron, you're trying to do something, whatever that is, and you're waking up and bothering Japes.
Okay, I'm up.
What?
Was that your goal?
No.
Was to wake me up?
Go back to sleep.
Go back to sleep?
Oh my
God. What are you, a genie who can cast a spell on me to go back to sleep? I'm up. I've woken up.
Okay, I'm just trying to play Overcooked 2, so.
I am sorry.
I have to do it by myself because you don't satisfy me when we do it together, so I have to do Overcooked.
Genie, the Switch screen is so bright. When you play the Switch in bed, the blue light, it filters right over to my side of the bed and it wakes me up. And you
put earplugs in and then put a face mask over your eyes and then stop being such a nerd. I think that those three things in combination might help you sleep.
You know what? I want to play Overcooked. Give me half of the controller. I pick for half of the Switch. You give me the little half of the controller piece and I'm going to play as well.
Okay, we'll but I get the one that's more intuitive.
Why did we get a janky off-brand half controller? Why did that happen?
We're interrupting your video game to tell you the following news.
Oh, no.
Moments ago, corrective lenses were put over the moon. We don't know what this means or what the point is, but we wanted to let everyone know. Thank you for your time.
Oh, Jesus. Bloodshot's finally done it. Genie, this changes everything.
Okay, fine. To the superhero cave where we're both superheroes to go fight Bloodshot.
Okay, and you say my name and I'll say your name, okay?
Okay, ready? One, two, three. Husband.
Mini combs. What is mine? You said husband?
That's the name Adel gave you at the beginning of the scene.
Okay, but... Okay, fine. So
super husband!
And mini combs.
Okay, thank you so much for coming into the Justice League for the
Thanks
auditions.
For having us.
My name is Clark Mant. Oh, no, sorry, Super Kent. No, whoops. My name is Superman. And go ahead and tell us your name,
Obviously,
please.
Clark Kent.
What's your name?
Oh, I'm Mini Combs.
Mini Combs, great. And let us know what your powers are, Mini Combs.
I'm really good at being passive aggressive and hand to hand combat.
Well, can I just say, I don't speak for the whole Justice League, but as far as Superman goes, me want mini comes. What's your name, sir?
My name's Husband.
Okay, what are your powers?
I have a variety of powers. First of all, I leave the seat up on the toilet. When you get into the car, you will have to adjust the seat way forward because I pushed it way back. Uh-huh. And I did not, even though You were the last one to drive, and I should have reset it, and it is your Jetta. It's still way back in the backseat.
Don't forget my favorite power of yours, saying that you're babysitting our children instead of parenting our children. When you watch them, you're babysitting, and you're supposed to be celebrated for watching them.
I got gym bags everywhere. various smells coming out of
this
them.
This is a big mistake. We should have had open auditions.
No. Let him keep going. There's more.
There's more.
Is there something fun where, like, because your name
have the same job as you, get paid a little bit more? Been doing it way less time.
Is there a fun thing where it's like because your name is husband that you can't die until your wife dies, like till death do us part or something? Like you're immortal for some amount of time?
No. The one good thing is he'll die way before me, so I'll a second life after he passes.
I get furious. I get so mad. No good bonus powers come with that. Just get very bad high blood pressure. I'm always wrong.
Same. What's your superpower? I'm always wrong.
That actually sort of is the same as being always right as a superpower, because you can just always know what the right thing is based on how wrong you are.
My superpower? I yell at every waiter I see. Okay. Adel, congratulations. You got that one right. You are today's big winner. The next one is called Honorable Intent. Six people who do not know each other get together to honor a seventh person unknown to all of them. Why do they do this?
Because they all know the person?
It's unknown to all of them. If you were a waiter, I would be screaming right now.
So hold on. So the six people don't know
each other.
Does
this steak look like shrimp to you?
Sir, you ordered Shrek. I didn't know what to do.
I ordered Shrek, which means I want a big onion and a parfait.
So the six people don't know each other, and they also don't know the person they're honoring? Or is it one or the other?
They don't know each other, and they don't know... I'm sorry. Yeah, they don't know each other,
yeah,
and they don't know the person they're honoring. By the way, every time since we've been recording at home, I come out of like the office where I'm recording, and Mariah also is here, and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry about that. I must have sounded insane, because she can't hear your side of the conversation, so she just hears me like, it'll be like 4 minutes of silence and then me screaming about Shrek. She'll be like, yeah, I heard what sounded like an awful podcast.
A fun little turn of the tables is my partner and JPC's partner are both in the same D&D game together.
They are.
And I get to hear one hot half of their conversations, and it sounds insane. It's like Sean being like, I don't want to have to turn into a rat until it's absolutely necessary. And I'm like, this is what listening to me on podcast must sound like.
Your veterinarian.
I just heard Mariah laugh for like 2.5 hours straight, and then she came out of the office and she was like, my allergies are acting up. And I was like, I did not expect that.
Is she allergic to Harrison Lott? Just a fun little inside baseball joke for people who know what that is.
She's allergic to, as she said, Sean's character choices are giving her or some sort of reaction. I'm not sure. Do you guys have a guess for this, for honorable intent?
So, I mean, this could be this could be like church, where it's like six members come in to praise Jesus or something, and they don't know him personally. Is it like they don't know who it is in general, or they don't know him personally, or them personally?
They do not know him personally, but they know why they're celebrating this person. Six people who do not know each other get together to honor a seventh person unknown to all of them. Why? I do. You got the last one so fast you didn't even need them, but I do have some hints.
Can I have a guess? Is it like a baby shower?
It is. Ooh, that's a really, really good guess, because you don't know the baby. Mm-hmm. But no.
But the people don't know each other, right? Or do they?
Yeah, I guess it would be like, maybe it's like this is kind of like tropey, but it's like the husbands who come to the baby shower, even though I think like the trope is that the husbands don't come to the baby shower, but it could be like the significant others who don't know each other at the baby shower toasting the baby, but it's not.
That's one of my favorite rants ever to go on, is why it's only women at baby showers. It drives me nuts.
It's so weird.
I want to see a scene. Aaron, you and I are a couple. We just had a child, and we're holding a baby shower. Japes, you've probably seen or heard of the movie Wedding Crashers. Well, you're a baby shower crasher.
Sure.
So you have just shown up out of nowhere, and we clearly don't know you.
Thank you, everyone, for coming. I know it's a little unconventional to have a baby shower after the baby's born.
Whoa.
But we were traveling and weren't organized, but thank you so much for coming. We love each and every one of you.
We love you too. Come on, let's let him hear it, everybody. We love you.
Okay, so here's what's going to happen.
So sorry, you and the grateful
dead. Hold on. Hey, okay, Slim, shut your mouth. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to be at the hors d'oeuvres table. I will be personally letting you know which hors d'oeuvres you can have. Because Slim over here told me a lot of people are stealing hors d'oeuvres. So that ends today. That ends now. That is over.
I'm sorry, are you a caterer or?
Apology accepted. So, let us commence with the hors d'oeuvres.
Excuse me, we didn't have hors d'oeuvres. You clearly put these out, and on a sign you wrote and put on a table, it says horse d'oeuvre.
Uh-huh.
You think that's how you spell hors d'oeuvres?
No, I do not. This is horse meat. This is horse meat. It is a big surprise over. My gift to the baby, lifetime supply of horse meat.
Oh my
God. As long as that baby wants horse meat, that baby will have horse meat from me.
Oh my God, Beverly.
Tucker Parsons, I own the horse meat farm.
Beverly?
Just down yonder.
Beverly, this chunk of horse meat has a police badge in it. I think this was a police horse.
Oh, hold on now. Hold on now. That is a retired police horse. Hey, police, horses get old just like cops get old. They can't do the job forever. Eventually they gotta come to my farm, and eventually they gotta be meat, and meat makes a baby strong. So you enjoy the horse meat, eat up.
Sorry, is this one of your cousins, honey? Who is this?
Apology accepted again, and I'm not gonna accept the third one from you.
Grandfather,
I don't know him, but he knows my name is Slim, so I mean he must be someone we're
looking for. Let me just ask him something.
That's my dryer. That's my load of clothes in the dryer.
You brought your dryer here?
I did. The dryer's in the driveway. It's parked. It's plugged into my truck. Huh. My clothes are running. I did borrow a little juice.
I'm so sorry to ask you this. Just one more question. Are you an ex-boyfriend of mine? You feel like a lot of my ex-boyfriends.
Karen? Carol.
Karen Crabble. Carol. Yeah, of course. Crabble. That's my full name.
What
Karen Carol Crabble.
Holy crabs. Hold on, Slim.
What have I been calling you?
Hey, take a walk. Hey,
you've been lying to me?
Go drink a long glass of fog, buddy.
Wait, honey, where's our baby?
We lost it. Lost it at the mall.
Yes.
Next riddle, please, sir.
You didn't get the answer.
Yeah, we got it.
Well, give it to us then, huh?
No, give us some hints.
Hey,
give us the answer. The six people had never met the seventh person and never would meet the seventh person.
Oh, this is Lord of the Rings.
The seventh person wasn't famous, remarkable, or well-known. And the six people all owed a great debt to the seventh person, but not a financial debt.
Okay.
I have no idea, JPC.
But not a financial debt. They all owed this person a great debt.
An apology?
No. This person has passed away.
Is this
I know.
Aaron?
Say it.
Okay, it's a donor. It's like a organ donor.
Ooh.
And
Aaron,
it's all the people who got the organs.
Absolutely right. Yes, this is a person who passed away tragically but donated their organs, and now these six people meet every year to commemorate this person that they did not know that saved all of their lives. And Aaron, go ahead and list off the six life-saving organs that could be harvested from a body.
Ooh, number one, hair.
Bing! hair is number four.
Sorry, I just got on Bing. Let me call
Buzz, butthole.
Bing, Google. Butthole is number six.
I gotta see a scene.
No.
I gotta get through these.
Okay.
Yeah. Funny bone.
Bing, show me funny bone. Funny bone is number three.
Sense of style.
Bing. Sense of style, number one. 100 people surveyed. Sense of style, number one.
Oh no, somebody said sense of
wisdom
style.
Wisdom teeth.
Bing, bing. Wisdom teeth is number five. Four people said wisdom teeth.
Is that all of them?
No, we need number two.
Okay. It's not nipples.
Ooh.
Oh, belly button. It's belly button.
Bing, bing. The answer is nipples. Aaron, here's what you win. A lifetime supply of pickles.
Ew.
Yes.
Adel, you wanted to see a scene?
I want to see a scene. So, Aaron, you were in an accident where you stared at the sun for too long and your eyes melted. You had a donor, you went in for surgery and you got a donor's eyeballs, and you're walking around New York, and Japes, you are the spouse of the person who died and donated their eyes, and you catch Aaron's eyes and you have a conversation.
All my instincts, they return. Excuse me?
Sorry, I have headphones in. What?
No, I'm so sorry. I'm
not from this city. I probably don't know where you're trying to find. Sorry.
I live in this city. I live here in New York. I'm so sorry. I don't mean to do this. I never do this. But
something about you just speaks to me in a way that I feel like...
I was in a Vagisil commercial once. Could that be it? I was in a commercial for Vagisil.
We have to cut to that Vagisil commercial.
Lily, why don't you want to come to the pool party? I'm sorry, guys. I can't go to the pool party because I need to use my Vagisil. What's that? It's a thing I put in my vagina for yeast infections, I think. Something like that. Okay, Lily, we'll do your Vagisil, and then at the end of the commercial, it'll be a montage of us having fun at the pool party.
How long are you two going to be in the shitter?
That's my dad. He doesn't understand yeast infection. Because he's a dad and an idiot and not a full parent. Sort of a backup parent.
Yes, I remember that commercial. That was the one that you played all the characters.
Uh-huh. I was the dad, Lily, and the other girl.
They did it in a mirror. Yes. No, but that's not it. Because there was something different about you in that commercial that is...
Ooh, I was on the news for something really weird. Could it be that?
Jog my memory?
I rode a pig like a horse through the Met.
we cut to that news story.
Breaking news, we interrupt the news about corrective lenses being placed on the moon to let you know we have live video of a woman in a Woolworth riding a pig like a horse. Now, the pig is not moving at all. It's died minutes ago.
Malcolm dead. Meet him out. Here we go. There we go.
And Jeff, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to cut in, Jeff. I'm sorry to cut in. We have to break into this story. We take you now to Bloodshot, who is on the moon, who is giving his big victory speech.
Ha ha ha. I'm Bloodshot, here with two cats who are in love, Mimosas, and the two guys I named Clear Eyes and Visine. We put corrective lenses on the moon. Step two, you'll hate. Step one was kind of nice.
And I'm so sorry, we have to cut back to the woman riding a pig like a horse because the song has taken a turn.
Ride him in, put him down. He's a pig, I'm not. I'm a woman on a pig. I love the Met.
Back to the original scene. No, I don't think so.
It didn't end there. I wore that pig later to the Met Gala.
Remember the whole Bloodshot thing where Bloodshot took over the moon.
I guess I don't know how you know me. Did we go to high school together? I don't know.
You know what? I might not ever get it. I'm so sorry to interrupt you. Have a lovely rest of your day. Enjoy New York.
Sorry, what was that? I was going back to listening to my music.
The heat.
Your eyes.
I'm incomplete. Your eyes.
I'm a woman on a pig.
Your eyes.
But I'm not a pig.
Wait a second. Your eyes.
Mm-hmm. Well, have a great day.
Okay, yeah, you too.
Same. Woman riding a pig like a horse is my new favorite expression.
I can't wait till someone draws me riding a pig through the Met Gala dressed. Yeah, that's exactly how I want.
I miss Met Gala. I miss you say the Met.
Here's your final riddle for the day. Okay, this is Shell Shock is the title. Why do players very rarely win at the shell game where they have to say which of the three shuffled shells covers up a pea?
Because it's a 1 in 3 chance.
Well, yes, but they
clear shells.
Clear shells. Full hearts can't lose. They win even more rarely than a 33% chance or whatever the odds would be for a normal shell game. Even more rarely than that. Why do they often very rarely win at the shell game? You guys are familiar with this game, right?
Yeah.
It's also like the find a
Read it one more time.
Sure. Won't make it any better. Why do players very rarely win at the shell game where they have to say which of the three shuffled shells covers a pea?
Because they can't. No one can see it.
Because the gamble is to lose. Nobody wins at gambling because it's an addiction.
Is to lose. Nobody wins at gambling. I guess that's true.
And you said the shells are clear? I didn't hear that in the riddle.
Aaron said the shells are clear. Or someone did, but I did not.
Oh, okay.
There are some clues here.
Well,
and here.
I will say from experience in terms of seeing this happen or seeing whatever exposés, typically the person running those games is cheating. They're removing the pee or the ball before they let the person guess. They palm it, and then when they lift up another cup, they let it fall out of their palm to make it look like it was in that cup. So it's like someone is cheating the person.
And Adel, you said you've seen exposés about this?
I'm sure on like, I saw something on like 60 Minutes where they showed how that the shell game's a cheat, a scam. And then they also went in depth about like carnival games where they're like, the way the milk bottles are positioned, it is impossible to, like, nobody's seen that?
I love how we've got like, you know, hundreds of years of systemic racism running this country, and 60 Minutes is doing exposés on carnival games. Really just gives me hope in the future. Well, before you see a scene, Aaron, because we can't call for it, Adel's absolutely right. That is the correct answer, is that the game is rigged and they're palming the in their hands. That is the answer to that riddle.
Okay, Adel,
which
you
is
are
just
running
seeing
a
60 Minutes piece.
Carnival game. And JBC and I are two kids coming up to the carnival game, and you're sort of going to explain to us how it goes.
Step right up, step right up. Oh, we got two customers right here. Welcome, welcome. Hurry, hurry. There we go. Everybody in now, everybody in. Wave it, I'll give a holla. Here's what's going to happen. Right here under this basket, I have a mouse. Say hello to Mr. Mouse.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, his name is Mr. Mouse. Say hello, Mr. Mouse.
Hello, Mr.
Hello,
Mouse.
Hello, Mr. Mouse.
Okay, what's going to happen back in the basket is I am going to lay out 16 different types of coffee, and we're going to see which coffee the mouse drinks. Wave a dollar, give a holla. Where's your money going to go? Is it going to be espresso? Is it going to be instant coffee? Is it going to be a cappuccino? Is it going to be a drip coffee? Yeah.
These are prepared cups of coffee?
These are prepared cups of coffee. We're going to see which cup of coffee the mouse is going to drink. Here we
go. But you don't have any cups prepared now. Are you going to prepare them when we put the dollar down?
Yes, once we have everybody in now, wave a dollar, give
a holla. We'll have to watch you make 16 different cups of coffee. That's going to take like a while.
Well, I didn't say it was a short game. I said it was a game. Have you ever played Battlestar Galactica, the board game? That's like 18 fucking hours.
How are you going to make individual cups of coffee?
How does anyone make individual cups of coffee?
I don't know, brew it.
Or like a Keurig? Keurig.
Okay.
Keurig.
Hold on.
Okay. Cure egg?
Yeah, you put that. What if you put an egg in that little pod? It will hatch, and you'll cure it.
Listen, are you wasting my fucking time?
No. For me, the lady, I really want to win that big bear. I'll put $2 down. For my dollar, I'll say a decaf latte. Is that what that is?
Okay, decaf latte. And you want to win Thread the Bear?
I want to win Thread the Bear. He looks, I'll say it, pornographic, but yep. I do want to win.
When you pull his string, he fucks.
And I'll put a dollar on the Dunkachino. We're on a first date. I think we're going to kiss on the Ferris wheel later.
Please don't whisper to my mouse.
I needed to tell someone.
I don't know your life, lady, okay? I got my own problems. I've had so much fucking coffee today. I'm wired as shit.
Scene.
60 cups of coffee.
That mouse would die.
Speaking of 16 cups of coffee, Aaron, is there anything that you would like to plug, like that sweet Java right into your veins?
Yeah, go get a cup of coffee and drink it. I want to plug our Patreon. There are, I think, like 100 hours of content. Must be.
More
on our Patreon now. It's so worth it. If you could, like, just 1 month, go over there, hang out. All of my favorite episodes ever are over there, which is an accident, but that's just the case. So patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. I think it's a lot of fun. It's really worth it. Tons of live streams, tons of special episodes. Check it out. Also, follow me, AaronKeefe10, on Instagram if you want to talk to me and say hi.
And just to clarify, because we've had maybe a dozen or so people ask this, if you join Patreon, which again is the absolute best way to support us, if you ever want to support us, please join our Patreon, even for just a little bit. If you join, you do get access to our entire back catalog. A few people have been wondering if it only is from that point on. Nope, it's the entire back catalog. Everything we've done is cataloged, so you get access to that.
And someone nice in our Discord taught me how to tag things in our back catalog. So now you can search in Patreon by stream and find all of our live streams. Or hopefully in the future, you can search by Clue Crew or Review Crew and find all of the episodes of that like. So there's tons of stuff in there. And if you don't have access to the Discord, send us a message on Patreon and we will give you access to that Discord.
Jeeps, anything to plug?
Yes. So I will plug one thing for me, which is you can follow me on Twitch at Shark Barkman. If you are a Amazon Prime subscriber and you pay for Amazon Prime, you don't do anything with Twitch, you can make a free Twitch account, and then you can subscribe to my channel, and it gives me money. You don't pay anything, and Jeff Bezos loses money. So you're taking money right out of that motherfucker's pockets. So please, if you are not using your Twitch Prime subscription, throw it over to JPC every month. I would really appreciate it. And a reminder, this Saturday is my charity live stream. It's 10 a.m. On Saturday to 10 a.m. on Sunday. It's a 24-hour charity live stream for the Chicago Community Bond Fund. Twitch.tv/SharkBarkman. Please come hang out, donate. It all goes to a good cause, getting people out of jail. And then another thing that I'm enjoying that I would like to plug, there is a independent publisher called Haymarket Books. I signed up for their like monthly pass. It's kind of like a Patreon, except for it's their books. And they just send you all of their books that they publish. So they publish like 40 books a year and they send them out to you.
That's awesome.
There are a lot of cool ones. They just sent me 3 new eBooks that I just got. And I've only cracked into one of them, but they sent me From Black Lives Matter to Black Liberation, Freedom is a Constant Struggle, and No is Not Enough. I started reading Freedom is a Constant Struggle by Angela Davis, and it is very good. And so I highly recommend that. I think it's like $30 a month, but they like send you actual hardbound copies of the books and eBooks. So it's a great deal. Haymarket Books, highly advise you go check that out. And I'm not affiliated with them at all. So just...
I forgot a plug I wanted to do really quick, Aaron, before Adel does his. I want to plug Semicolon Bookstore and Gallery in Chicago. It's a Black woman-owned bookstore. One of our lovely listeners asked me to mention it on the show. If you want to go over and donate or buy your books from them, look it up online or send me a message on Instagram and I'll send you the link. Thank you so much for suggesting such a great bookstore. I ordered a couple of books from there to send to friends. So yes, that's my extra plug. Sorry about that. Forgot to do that. Adel?
Daddy Addy's been busy. I've been on several podcasts, so I'm going to shout out to all the podcasts I've been on. Please check those out. The episode of Quiz Quiz Bang Bang with Japes and myself is out now. Please listen to that. I was also a guest on The Restricted Section, Absolute Blast, 99 Questions, Podcast Reviews, Reviews Podcasts, Minds at Yerk, which is an Animorphs review podcast, which was a delight,
cool.
Amped Up Radio, Dispatches from the Multiverse, Bacon and Eggs, and Treasure Hunting Helen. Those are
Holy
the nine
shit.
Podcasts I've guested on recently. I have nothing to do, so I've been guesting on a lot of podcasts. If you'd like me to guest on your podcast, let me know. I also want to recommend a Black-owned business in Chicago. Batters and Berries is one of my favorite places to eat. It is maybe the best brunch breakfast in the city. So check out Batters and Berries for delivery or pickup.
And Aaron, as one final gift to all of our listeners who made it through our plugs, I know most of you just fucking skip right through them, you motherfuckers. So this one is not for you. Aaron, as one final treat for them, I want to take us now to Bloodshot. And it turns out he got, or she got, a little bit lost.
The Two Cats in Love, mimosas that we brought, Visine and Clear Eyes. I think we overshot and landed on Jupiter.
Bye forever.
Created by Adel Refai. Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. And Marty Parrish did the music. By Emily Cardamus and Emily Naboris.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.